Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Well, he's not actually the president.
Yes,
he is. He could be if he wanted to be. He is the forward line strategy coach of the Brisbane Lions, and he did a magnificent job on the weekend. His name is Gary O'Donnell, and he turns 50 today, Tim. Is that right?
That's right. Happy birthday, OD.
Tim, I feel so old. I reckon I went to school with Marilyn Monroe, I think.
Right.
That's how old I feel.
You still look 32, though, Gary. That's the important thing.
The secret is hang around with young footballers. They keep you young.
Is that the secret?
It is. It must be. But, yeah, look, I've been for a run just over the cliffs at a nice little cafe overlooking town. It's a beautiful spot. I feel alive.
Andy Marr just asked me, OD, whether or not or why you've never coached, and I didn't really have an answer to the question. Why have you never coached? Because you've sort of been assistant and around the game for a long, long time.
I don't really have an answer either, Tim. It's never been an aspiration to be a senior coach. I don't think I'm a senior coach either, but I've been happy with the roles I've played at both Essendon and Brisbane over the years, and hopefully I can do it for a little bit longer.
Gary, there's a lot of very ambitious people in footy, and you know it's a much coveted and sought after job. Have you ever got close to sort of putting your toe, you know, over the edge of the cliff and launching into a position somewhere?
No, not particularly. No, over the years I've just been happy doing what I have been doing. She's a pretty high pressure job, isn't it? Only 18 of them, and some of them don't last. I think you've got to have a big ego as well. Some egos get in the way as well. But you know, good luck to the 18 blokes that have got those jobs.
So that doesn't rule you out, though, does it?
Right.
No, plenty more going around than me.
Given you've had all this experience around the game then, and we picked up a paper this morning, and there's an article about the Level 4 AFL coaching accreditation program and how coaches should only enter the ranks once they've completed that. Are you of that view as well?
I think it's good what the Coaches Association and the AFL are doing, making potential coaches as best prepared as they can be for the senior role. I think blokes can take any path. I don't think there's any one particular way, whether you coach your own team at a certain level or whether you've played AFL footy yourself. But guys, it's really pleasing to see some of our coaches, just our assistants, Murray Davis, Danny Daly, those two especially, they've got the potential to be senior coaches in the future, but they haven't played senior footy, but do a really impressive job.
Spot on, Gary. Well said. Gary, first, happy birthday. But when you think specifically about strategic forward line coach, what does that mean?
Well, you've got to have someone to kick it to, and I think we've been averaging about 7 or 8 marks in the forward 50 all year. So we probably missed Brownie, but we're looking. Look, it's been disappointing to have Michael Close go down, and then young Jono Freeman not be able to get on the park so far. But we look like we've found a couple. You know, Dan McStay kicked 4 on the weekend, and keep your eye on Harris Andrews.
Good play
out of the box. I compare him. He's got a little bit of Dustin Fletcher. He's got a little bit of Paddy Ryder rolled into one. He's a Queensland kid, so he's got plenty to learn, and he's going to be a great player, I reckon.
Oh, I think you're right. We actually talked about him yesterday, Gary, Andy and I. We saw him play at the weekend, and he's raw, but there's something definitely to work with there. And I guess, from a playing perspective at the weekend, that win for some people came out of the blue, no pun intended, but it does an enormous amount of good, doesn't it, for a group of young players that are developing?
It does. It's amazing how it changes the mindset around. You know, everyone's a genius. You win a game, beauty, we're on track.
Yeah.
But players get a good little fillip out of it, a little bit of reward for effort. But we probably haven't deserved to win in our early games. We haven't been competitive for periods of games, but youngest list in the comp, I think we're on the right track. And Port Adelaide losing on the weekend, just coming up to Brisbane this weekend, they'll be feeling a little bit tentative, hopefully, and we might get another one.
Hopefully the footy club has a big cake for you somewhere along the line today, Gary. Enjoy the 50th. It's a milestone, and you've carried yourself beautifully through the first 50. Let's hope there's 50 more to come, mate. Well played, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Andy. Certainly a big cake hole to shove the cake down, I reckon.
Hey, Donald. Still doing a lot of good work with the Brisbane Lions.